This is Erica. It is Friday the 12th, if you're listening to this when it first is released. And I wanted to talk today about setting a sacred space. Setting a sacred space. So when you start doing energy work, what happens is you become more attuned, you become more sensitive. I know, and everyone I know is sensitive. My whole family's sensitive. So, I just got body chills when I said that. So, when I look at creating a sacred space, this is a space that honors you. So, this could be your physical space, this could be your business space, this could be how you dress or how you speak on the phone with people. And honoring your own sacred space. You actually, it's really crazy. You give other people permission to do the same. You can't really own how other people are with their space. You cannot know how they're going to teach people how to work with their space. Some people who've had an abusive upbringing, which many of us did, the adults didn't honor our space. So this could have been your physical space, or your adults didn't honor the space in your bedroom, or they didn't honor your homework space so you could get your work done for school. So when you're looking at changing how you were raised, it's pretty much always this is just my opinion, so I have to be careful my beliefs, but I believe it is slightly uphill when you are changing your beliefs from the way you were raised. So, as you look at honoring your space and giving yourself sacred space around you, what this does, like the carrot, like the reason we must do this, is in that space, you can have so much more expansion. You can experience more attunement. You can live in places that bring you joy. You can work with people who you just love to support. I cannot fathom the amazingness of the people that I help. The clients that I work with are beyond amazing. I can't even, it's almost like I can't even touch their level of success, and I get to be the wind beneath their wings. I'm always starting podcasts that get thousands of downloads and listens. This is for others when I help them in that regard. So let's just look at clearing the energy of your space. And in a little podcast, we're just basically kind of giving you a taste of what's available when you get down to business, right? So I have a couple of things I can offer you to get started. So one would be the complimentary Zoom that's actually happening probably right about now. So if you go to energyclearingforlife.com, you can. Tap into that. You can sign up for that and you'll get the recording even if it's already happened. You'll get it automatically when you sign up. So that's a nice free thing. We're going to work on the third eye chakra clearing. And then I have a 2-day retreat. And this is going to feature a Thursday and a Friday. It's right at the beginning of August. So I'm not too into all the star stuff, but it's after Mercury retrograde ends. And it's right before August 8th, which is a very sacred day for ascension. So we're going to have you work on your chakras right before August 8th, which is an ascension day. So I think it's going to be perfect. And I'd love to teach you more about that. It's called Energy Clearing for Life / Retreat. Okay, so in the next, let's just do another minute or two of clearing since I have you and since you're still listening, you haven't hung up. So connect your feet if you can. If you're not driving, go listen to this later when you're not driving. If you're in a place where you can, Close your eyes. That's nice. And just feel your feet firmly on the ground and allow earth energy to come up through the balls of your feet. And bring blue earth energy up through the balls of your feet. Connect blue earth energy with all of your being. Nice. And then I sometimes put my hands over my head like I'm holding a basketball. And go ahead and hold that over your hands, over your head, and invite gold liquid energy to come from above and to flow down around your entire being. Yeah, that's so nice. And just swirl that blue and gold together. Just ask everything to be cleared out that would like to be cleared out right now. Just a little mini clearing of anything that's contractive in your space. Yeah. I guess something I'm always into is rapid expansion. It's something I've always helped with. So if that's who you are, if you're rapidly expanding, you might enjoy working with me. I've done this countless times over and over. I went to Intel Corporation right when the Pentium was being released. So I went there when they had the 486, if anyone's old enough to remember that. And then right when the Pentium first came out was when I was there. So you can imagine what happened to the stock. It was just amazing. So go ahead and just picture yourself in rapid expansion, connected to your source. Source coming from celestial, connected to earth, earth coming up through you, and feel that connectivity between earth and source and earth and source, and just keep feeling that. And that's going to assist you as you go about your day, just that one moment of connectivity to all. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're joining me. And feel free to nourish yourself more. I've got that free event coming up today at energyclearingforlife.com, and I look forward to playing with you.